Hey guys,
it's happening
with Sookie and Joey.
Welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm happy to be here today.
I've been busy shopping all day because I have to go to Nashville tomorrow for my first VIP event.
Oh my goodness.
At the Snoopy Shop. So we're gonna do that, and then after. We're going to John Bon Jovi's and we're doing all that over there.
What do you mean?
There's a John Bon Jovi bar.
So
I'm bringing all of the Snooki Shop. So basically, it's the VIP event and then the Snooki Shop party at JBJ's. They call it JBJ's. So I'm going to go there and I'm going to bring all the Snooki Shop stuff there. And then I have to guest bartend. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Who set all that up? Your little PR agency?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I want to come.
Yeah, so I have a busy weekend, and I'm bringing my mom.
She ignored that.
So I asked you, and you didn't say anything.
I know.
And yeah, it's going to be a nice time, and I cannot wait to see the store. I want to see, because I got a ton of, like, fall cozies, like Nashville style. So I'm excited to, like, rearrange and work and do the whole thing.
What is the temperature down there?
Ew, I didn't even look.
It's probably fucking Death Valley hot.
Well, you should actually be happy, because... Did you see the weather for this whole weekend?
Yeah, well, how do you think that happened, Nicole? It's because I've been doing nonstop
doing
spells.
Doing your spooky spells?
Yes, nonstop. I've been chanting for the last fucking 3 days.
All right, well, so you did your spells, and then I was praying to St. Anthony and St. Michael. Like, let's go, bitch. Like, where's the weather? Like, hurry up. And then I think combined our spiritual praying and spells, it worked. So today is 58. It's a crisp 58. I just walk Rocky. Oh, so by the way, I just walk Rocky. There was shit stuck in his ass and I was trying to pull it out. And then I pulled like some of it out, but then all of his fur had like freaking shit all over it. So I just had to drop him off at the groomer's because he stunk and I had to put a towel down in my car.
That's what I was like, I would have washed his ass with a hose in the sink, or in the bathtub before I got in that car of yours, because I was afraid to be shit in the car then.
Yeah, I tried, and it was just all over that.
Oh my god, yeah, I've been so busy doing spells, I almost turned Wiggles into a frog. It was the whole thing. I did the wrong chant. We almost lost him.
Ew, it's gonna be 78.
Gross. Oh.
But at night it's gonna be 52. Oh my god. And then Saturday's 79, and then when I leave it's 81.
No, fuck off.
I'm canceling the event.
I don't know what you're doing, bitch, Mother Nature. Get your shit together. I don't know what kind of fucking bad side of the bed you woke up on or what kind of deal you made with the devil you're hooking up with down there, but get
it's get literally it to- October.
Anyway, well I'll keep spooking the spells and we'll see what goes on. But
do it for Nashville, because I didn't know that I was going to freaking 80-degree sunny weather.
I can see if I can get a cold front going. Before we start, can I show you my weekly florals?
Okay. Ooh, that's pretty.
I made it.
You should open a flower shop.
Girl, I can't even open my legs.
Joey's flower shop.
These, I did colors.
Kiki flower shop.
I did colors of rust, persimmon, garnet, burgundy, apricot.
I love burgundy.
Thank you. I want to take a second to thank all the crusaders who came out to our show last week in our small business show.
What a fun time.
We were worried how everyone was going to show up. Everyone should be packed out the wet. First of all, they put us in a room that you would have a wedding in. We thought we were going to a theater. We get there and it's like a reception.
I thought it was
going to
be a theater. And we walked in and it looked like a conference.
A conference,
with,
but
like,
also
folding
looked,
chairs all lined up.
Yeah, or it looked like a psychic thing, like the psychics would go to and they like go into the audience. It was like, but all the lights were on at that point. But when the lights were off and we were drunk, it was like, it all turned out.
Oh, yeah, it looked like a stage. It looked like a theater. But what a good time.
They really packed it out. Springfield, Mass. Who knew? I didn't have any idea what to expect, but I did not expect a large lesbian community. It was littered with lesbians. They were everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. In the casinos, on the wait staff, the security guards, like every, it was a strong, and not just a regular lesbian, these were hardcore butch lesbians, which I prefer. And they would just really run the nation. So who knew? If you're a lesbian and looking to while out and scissor, go on down to Springfield, Massachusetts. I'm sure you'll find yourself a nice butch lady.
Yeah, go grab a room.
But speaking of the room, You know, we never been to we do casino tours quite a lot, but they're usually in bigger markets. It's calm down markets.
Ew.
But we got there and we've never seen a room so palatial. I'll say that. Our room was.
I don't even know what that means. Spell that.
Means big. Palatial means big and like grand.
Large and in charge. It was beautiful. It was perfect for us. We had a suite and it came with one king bed and then two. Was it queens?
Two queens attached. Sit before me. Queens attached. There was a bar. There was an outside
big table,
a big outside patio. We didn't utilize the outside patio though because Spooky fell asleep in my suitcase before she could we could have fun out there.
My dad.
I thought we were gonna smoke cigarettes and vape outside and talk shit till 3 a.m. But you know, we fell asleep early. Not early. I mean, after Nicole did a fentanyl fold at one of the tables drunk, I had to get her back home.
I got kicked out of the casino.
I had to get her back home.
I think it's time for her to go.
Well, that was the first night. The second night, she almost got kicked out again. The second afternoon, she almost got kicked out again. But we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, that wasn't my fault, though, bitch.
But it caused a scandal throughout the casino floor.
Oh, it was so drama. So we woke up the next day, and we got amazing breakfast. You got burritos, hash browns.
Quesadillas.
It was so good.
Bill's
so
Diner.
We wanted to go and gamble real quick before we left. And we went down to the casino floor and we got to the blackjack table and the waitress came around and she was like, what do you guys want? And I was like, I'll do champagne. Why not? And then I got my champagne and we were playing and I went to do. So when you do blackjack, first of all, I don't know how to play. So like I asked the dealer to help me. Our friend Opal knows how to play. So I'm like, just tell me what to do. No idea. And this is like the 10th time that I played. So I should know what I'm doing. So I gave them my 100. I got my chips and you have to do like, you tap the table like that or you go like that. So if you're going to hit, you do that. And then this, if you don't want to hit. So I wasn't going to hit. And my wine glass was like, or my champagne glass was like right here. And I was like, what do I do? And they were like, well, you should hit, but I wouldn't just to stay safe. And I was like, okay. And I went to like, go like that. And the champagne glass flew everywhere. And the dealer was so dramatic.
Yeah,
there's puddles everywhere.
All over the table. All the cards got wet. All the chips got wet. There was puddles in the bottom of the chips. It was a full glass of champagne. The whole table was like, you know, turning colors. It went into the little machine where the cards come out. It flew everywhere.
Champagne everywhere. And it wasn't just us at the table. There were two other people. So then they were like, ugh. They were like so mad at me. And then security came over to like try and like tap down the table. They had to close the table down. It was like a big ordeal.
Well, because they watch you
like a hawk.
First of all, it's so scary. If you've never been to a casino, I mean, casinos are one thing, going to a slot machine, they're not really fuck with you there. But you're at a table, it's like I have a fear that they're going to fucking like shoot me in the fucking head if I move wrong or think I'm trying to steal or rob the whole place.
Oh, it's so drama.
So there's cameras like on top of you. You have to do these hand movements like this so they know that you're not fucking stealing shit and robbing the place.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the anxiety you get when you go to Target and you pay for everything, but then you get nervous that the alarms are going to go off when you go out.
Right.
Like people think you're stealing. It's kind of like that anxiety.
Yeah. And so then all the money is like everyone thinks they're trying to get money over on you. So they're and you know, they're all watching. Big Brother's always watching you. So they came over. They like had to like touch the cards and they ask all these things. And it was like full on thing. There was not that many chips on the table, but they like make it seem like the biggest thing ever. Like there was a prison break. That's what it seems like when they're there. So it's like high stakes. High drama. Like that's
so drama.
Little tables. I never know what's going on. And no one ever wins that much money. I mean, I guess not the tables we were sitting at, no one does. But I get pissed off if I lose that money on scratch off. So Spooky was very nice enough to give us cash and like to like buy all the little tokens, the Chuck E. Cheese coins.
Oh yeah, but I was sugar mama. I was handing out hundreds.
I know. She tried to get $10,000 out the night before. Dren tried to get $10,000 out the night before. And her card got declined. Yeah. The bank was like, no, bitch, we know that she's a drunk slut. She's not coming to get that money out.
Wait, but then the next day I was looking at like my bank and it was saying fraud, fraud, fraud. Because I literally tried 10 times in a row.
100 times to get $10,000 out.
My card got shut down.
Because what happened was I think again when we were trying to put the pin in to the machine, you think you spilled a little on the machine and kept pressing the wrong buttons of the pin, so it kept getting messed up. Anyway, that table I don't like with those Chuck E. Cheese coins, so I found a recliner during the sports betting area. So I just laid up there, drank champagne while the ladies play the slots.
Oh, that was cozy. The machine.
Ah.
Okay, Joey. Did you know that Lola is the world's number one blanket, crafted with ultra-soft, luxury, vegan, faux fur, and a signature four-way stretch that sets it apart?
Yeah, I know, because I have not got from underneath it for, like, since I got it. Me and Wiggles sleep in it every single night. We cuddle. It's the most insane thing ever, ladies. You are going to freak out.
Joey's been obsessed with this blanket, and they're finally our sponsor. So Lola blankets, they're machine washable, double hemmed for durability, and stays flawless with no shedding even after repeated washes. Lola instantly elevates your space. It's unbelievably soft, cozy, beautifully designed. It makes your home feel so cozy and curated.
That's right. Lola has over 10,000 five-star reviews. And once you feel it, you'll know why. There's a reason it's called the world's number one blanket. And ladies, I don't scream from the rooftops about many things. And this is the reason I was depressed about seasonal, because I wanted to be under my cozy blanket, but they're so warm and cozy and it was too hot out.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a perfect season. I have two sizes, ladies. So I have the large size. If there's a medium, a large, and an extra large. The medium, is for like a child. It's nice enough, but for, you know, if you want to be cozy. If you want one for the couch, I would get the large. If you want one for your bed, I would do the extra large. They come in so many different colors and varieties. They look like, I got some solid ones. I got one that has like kind of like an ombre. They have ones like a camouflage collection, which is so good. And they do like,
I got the checkered one. It's so cute.
They're so cute. You're not going to believe, everyone says cozy blankets. You're not going to believe that it's possible to be this cozy. It is the best thing. Everyone in Christmas list is getting for Christmas. Any engagement party, anything, everyone's getting little blankets. They change my life. I'm not even kidding.
They also make the weighted blankets. I've been obsessed with weighted blankets lately. So weighted blankets, they're basically for calming, therapeutic vibes. So loving that. And don't miss the matching pillows. They look amazing and you save when bundling. So you could get all these things and then you save.
For a limited time, our listeners are getting a huge 35% off their entire order at lolablankets.com by using code Snooki at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code Snooki for 35% off. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about it. Please say our show and support them to let them know we sent you. Wrap yourself in luxury with Lola Blankets. And we were talking about our business adventure. Should we talk about it on the show, or do you think someone's going to steal our idea?
Just say it.
Well, if you don't know sports book, I know sports because I used to work at Barstool Sports, and they are a sports betting based company. So on all casinos, that's why everyone's so into sports. Men love sports because they like sports, but the real reason men are all watching sports that no one knows about, like the average, if you don't have a boyfriend that does this and you don't know about it, the real reason men get so excited about sports because they're all fucking gambling every day on it. They're betting.
They're all betting. Everything.
I thought they just like sports for sports. It has nothing to do with the sports. Men are gambling and alcohol addicts. They just want to drink beer and fucking gamble all their money away secretly. They're called parlays.
That's why they get so mad.
Yes, that's why they act up and punch the TVs and why that, because they're losing hundreds of millions of dollars. So in the casinos, it's no difference. I mean, men want to bet on everything, but the real derelicts, they like to sit at the Sportsbook Center, so it's like a big movie theater, but it's like not in the dark, and there's 100 TVs, like
so
the biggest wall of TVs that have every single game known to man all across the globe playing on it, and you place bets and you sit there and you get your beers and drinks and like snacks and you just sit there and you just gamble all facing
so
forward.
Cozy.
It's called Sportsbook. So we were sitting there. I found a recliner. It was the coziest thing I've ever sat in my life, sitting in there. So I was like, I was perched up, so I was like, fuck, I can stay here all day. I was ready to fall asleep. I was in my cozies and just watching the sports and enjoying myself. So me and Spooky were sitting there. I brought Spooky over, and she sat in the recliner to me. And it was the coziest time we've had the whole time we were there. And I was like, we should do this for a sports book for girls. We call it the Lady Lounge. And on the TV, it screens. It's all reality television shows and like The Bachelor. And like QVC and like online shopping and like The Notebook and like all movies like
Housewives.
That. Housewives. Mm-hmm. And you can gamble.
Jersey Shore.
You don't have to gamble. I wouldn't say you don't have to gamble. We don't even need to gamble. We just want to serve champagne, gossip, talk to each other, watch our shows with our legs up and they reclining.
Well, you can gamble like for the competition shows, like Love is Blind. You can gamble.
Yeah, bet who's going to get kicked off.
Are they not going to get married? Love Island, you could gamble for that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a genius idea.
The Bachelor, who's going to, you know, all different things you can bet. So we have to have a thing of a better name than the Lady Lounge, but I think that that would be killer. I mean, not in every single casino, but like think about it, and then have like specialty cocktails. Like, you can drink mimosas. You girls can do bachelorette parties and just all sit there in your pajamas, and then you can, you know, meet other girls and meet other girls in the Lady Lounge. And be like, oh my God, what are you girls doing tonight? It's like, well, my friends don't have anything to do with my sister. She just got engaged. We're going to all go over here. Let's go all meet back here. It's just like the best way. Like, we have to take, the women have to take over. I think we should take over with our Lady Lounge concept and see where that takes us. I mean, I would attend anyway, but it'd be girls and gays. The girls, the gays, and theys can come.
Yes.
Yeah,
amen.
I'd be upset if I wasn't allowed in. But yeah, we have to find some kind of concept like that. But I, you know, there's a whole untouched, it's called uncharted territory, Spooky.
Yeah, so don't steal our idea. But it would be so cozy and it would be the best thing ever. Because that's literally all I want to do with my girls, is just like stay in our pajamas, be cozy, watch our favorite movies or our show, have like cozy drinks and just like be cozy and snuggly.
Yeah. Or, you know, I would like also the thrill
Can we do leopard recliners?
Yeah. But I also think the thrill of online shopping or like physical shopping, like, you, I want you to be able to like place like bargain bets, like almost like eBay. Fuck. Oh, I know. Oh, this is brilliant. Okay, let me say it right. I also think there should be a segment of like auction where they say, okay, here's a Birkin bag. It's like, okay, like, you know, who wants to go offer this price? Who wants to offer this price? And it's like live auctions, but like, you know, digital auctions for like a Louis Vuitton bag, or, you know, a girl's trip to Paris, or like anything, like, you know, like designer shoes, Louis Vuitton shoes, or like anything like that. A live auction thing also built in, but it's like not where they're screaming, because we don't want everyone.
Oh, I would spend so much money.
People watching the shows. Imagine drunk girls like at an auction, like for a Birkin bag. Like, I'll spend $5,000, and that's another way to do it.
They would empty their bank accounts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna do live auctions. But yeah, I got to start thinking about that more. And we'll see how that gets off the ground. Can I show you something?
Sure.
I got this on TikTok Shop. It has changed my life. I left my charger at Poppy's house. We have to talk about Poppy's house. I left my charger at Poppy's house the other night. So I'm going, you know, I needed to get a travel charger for Europe. I got this on TikTok Shop. It's from Anchor. I gotta make a TikTok about it and link it so I can get some coins, because I have no money left to get home. But it charges your phone, like, so you can charge like three different things, and it's so beefy. It charges your whole phone in like 5 minutes.
Is it a fast charger?
It's super fast. And it is like, it can do like 10 phones. It can charge like from when it's 100%, I can charge like 10 people's phones from 0 to 100 in just this one thing.
Very nice. I need that for cheer comps, because all of our phones die.
Everyone get this. It's a 165W brand.
All right. Why don't you do a TikTok of it, and then you can get coins.
I will.
I'll buy it off you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Look out for my TikTok, and I'm going to link it so you can buy it for my phone. But I think it was $100, but still. It's like, it's well worth it.
Very nice.
So after we left the casino, after we did we're in the recliner, and we're sitting there, we're getting a little
package. We made
a
full day. Our driver.
Let's call the driver, because, first of all, shout out to our driver, our Sprinter limousine, which was fabulous. He was so lenient with us. He let us, like, you know, stay a little bit longer. So
he was great.
Fabulous. He almost killed us on the way home. But besides that, Jeremy almost died.
Yeah.
The things are almost, we almost tipped.
We all went, whoa!
So we were about to leave, and then Opal's like, I'm getting a little package. I want a piece of pizza. I'm going to get a piece of pizza. So he goes outside. Well, me and Spooky will wait in the car. Do you want a slice? Do you want a slice? Do you want a slice? He goes in, and he comes out. He's like, this is not that kind of place. It's not a slice place. It was called, it was called Rita's Red Rose. The Red Rose.
Reader's.
Mm-hmm. Red Rose, right?
It's right across from the casino.
From MGM Springfield.
Delicious.
So we went in there. We met this lovely woman named Rita. She owns the place. And she sat with us, and she told us all about it. It's like the best, like, cute Italian institution. It's not a cute thing. It's a big place. They have, like, tons of people, tons of rooms, amazing staff. The food was phenomenal. The meatballs, best eggplant rollatini we've ever had in our lives.
Yeah, so we were supposed to leave at a certain time, so, like, we didn't hit traffic. And also, we were like, all right, we're going to go to Poppy's and do dinner. So, like, we had plans. But then we just ended up sitting down and eating there. We got, Aperol Spritz.
Mm-hmm.
So we went from champagne to Aperol Spritz. And then we invited our driver to eat with us because he's just going to be sitting anyway.
Yeah.
So we're like, do you want to come and eat, grab a quick bite? So we had a quick bite and then we left.
But then we had a surprise guest join us.
Joey kidnapped somebody off the streets.
I didn't kidnap anyone. A friend of mine that I was like, you know, I met him one time and then we were friends on the internet forever. He was living in the neighborhood. He goes, oh my God, what are you doing? I live around the corner. So he went, I'll come say hi. So he came to say hi, but then we were leaving as he was coming. Basically, one thing led to another. He just jumped in our van with us and she drove 3 hours away back to Poppy's house to come to dinner at Poppy's house.
And we were just like, are you sure? We were like, we're 3 hours away. Like, you're going to have to figure out how to get back here. He was like, yeah, why not? I was like, okay.
I don't have that kind of spontaneity. But then we ended up going to Poppy's, and Poppy's had a whole spread at his house all over that.
I love Poppy's.
He had martinis.
Finally.
He's not drinking right now.
I finally went to Poppy's house.
What did you think of it?
So Poppy's reminded me of, like, my grandmother's house. It's, like, all just, like, back in time, like, the 80s and 90s, like, old school. So many, like, baby pictures of Joey and Mommy everywhere. Oh, it's just so, I could live there. It was so cozy and it felt so nice. And Poppy made amazing food. Delicious martinis. It was great.
I loved it. So
we have to do it again.
Come back anytime. But yeah, that was our wild weekend. And now, you know, I haven't drank since.
Same.
But no, the thing
is,
when I got home that night, when I got home Saturday night, I ended up going out to all hours of the morning.
You did?
Yes. To like 10 in the morning.
Were you dead the next day?
No, it was late though. It wasn't 10 in the morning, but the sun was coming up. So I haven't moved to my bed since. That's why I've been in a dark depression. You haven't seen or heard from me. Well, I've also been on seasonal depression because it's hot out.
Yes, it was a great show. We had
all
such
new
a
segments,
good time.
All new segments. But Spooky, do you think if I got on the phone with the managers, do you have any time the rest of the year to do another one or no?
My all of October, I'm like traveling every single weekend. And then November, I'm filming. And then December is Sam's wedding. And then we're filming still. And then I have a competition for Giovanna. So I have to travel. I'm just a busy gal. So it's going to have to be next year.
Well, maybe I can start doing the shows without you. But you will be, I'll get a hologram, an AI hologram of you that sits next to me.
Oh, yeah, like I'm dead.
A ChatGPT hologram. No, you're not dead, but you're dead, but I can interact with the robot.
Oh, and all of our presents that we got.
Oh, my God.
We got so many presents. You guys got us dog stuff for the doggies, like treats and toys. We got wine.
Wine,
we got
maple syrup, pumpkins.
Somebody got me cozy Snoopy socks. I literally wore it going home. So freaking cute. We got some fall candles. We got fall pumpkins. Everything was very beautiful and gorgeous. So thank you guys for the gifts.
Thank you for the gifts. And thank you to Taylor Todd for giving all the prize winners the beautiful Plum Island candles and holiday scents that I've created.
So yummy.
I made up all the scents with her. I think I don't know which ones were in there, but if the fire one was in there, that was mine.
Well, you told me to do some homework and watch the new Monster series about Ed, what's his name? Ed
Gein.
And I love all the Monster series. Like the first one was about what's
Jeffrey
his name
Dahmer.
That we love? And he looks just like Billy. Jeffrey Dahmer. And then the next one was the Mendez brothers, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so this is the new one. It just came out just in time for Spooky Halloween. There's a lot of good things that just came out on Netflix. I'm on episode 3. First of all, did he really talk like that? His voice is creepy as hell. I'm not scared. I'm like, I feel creeped out and icky.
Right.
That's
so
what
Charlie,
it makes me feel like.
Charlie Hunnan, who is a British actor, I believe, was talking about the voice, and he's like he was trying to emulate his pain and his like all his fucked upness in his head. He was trying to emulate it with the voice. So I don't know. There must have been someone like a.
Can you sound like him?
He had to because there was tapes. I think they're replying these about tapes that they had.
All right, sound like him. Do it.
Well, Nicole, I don't know. Should I? Mother, what are you doing, Mother?
Ew.
That's how
I
he sounded. And then
I hate him.
You know, it opens up, everything's up, and then all of a sudden Aunt Jackie comes out of nowhere, and she catches him jerking off in her panties, and you know.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of scenes like that. Like he's a freak,
a perv. So if you don't know, basically what this guy did is he ended up killing like his brother because he was mad at him, by mistake. And then he ended, and then his mom died, and then he became infatuated with, you know, dead people and like, and something
body
like
parts.
Sexualizing body parts, sexualizing them. So then he decided his mom died and he like loved his mom and like missed her. So he dug her up. And I always talk about digging his mommy up.
I just saw that. Oh, it didn't even look like her either.
When she came out. Yeah, she looked like a stripper when she came out. She looked like a young.
Yeah, she looked very different.
A young Asian stripper. She didn't look like Aunt Jackie anymore. And I'm talking, Aunt Jackie's from Roseanne. That's who plays the Laurie Metcalf.
I so knew he digs her up, familiar.
Puts her in the chair, and so he's in the room. You know, I always think about doing that as well. But then I think he cut her face off, then he started digging people up from the ground and taking them home and then digging their bodies up.
And making then, furniture,
making
out, of
furniture
their
out of their bodies.
Skin.
Nipples. He makes a chair out of nipples. He makes a lamp out of like an asshole.
I hate him.
Like,
he's so weird.
But then I haven't seen the part. Apparently, he cuts someone's face off and puts the face on his face.
Yeah, I just saw a picture, and it was the actual couch that he made, and it was a couch of people's faces on it. There was like a nipple on it.
That must have taken a long time to make a couch. Was it a sectional?
No, it was a love seat. It was disgusting.
So it's a little bit quicker than a full couch, but with creativity, I mean, just to get the materials, that's a lot of work just to get the materials. You have to be really passionate about it. He should sell stuff on Etsy now.
And then he made like blinds out of skin. Just freaking weird. I don't know how I feel about the series. I'm only in episode 3, but I am creeped out. It makes me feel icky, and I don't know. Love is Blind is out. The new season.
Oh, is it from, where is it from? Is it American flavored or is it somewhere else?
They're in Denver, Colorado.
And were there any new, I haven't watched since the first season. It's just, it wasn't for me anymore. And what happened? Is there any?
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Are there any good characters?
It's not my favorite season because I feel like there was like way more drama in the other seasons. But I'm excited to watch. I like the show. I think it's cozy. Hopefully somebody gets married because I feel like these couples are not great together. But we'll see. So I'm binging that, and then I'm binging Monsters.
The month has started. Billy just left yesterday. He left for...
Did you cry?
No, he left me a week. He left me a week ago. He left me a week ago to go back to his home. And then he left her to Europe. So he's physically in Europe right now. He's in Ireland. He's starting his trip. So if you don't know, Billy's going on...
Not enough.
A month and a half long, all over that, backpacking through Europe excursion.
And this, so he's in Ireland right now.
Ireland right now. This is not the first time he did it.
Okay,
right?
Crusaders. If there's any Crusaders in Ireland, go spy on him.
Go spy on him. Find him. Yes. He's starting there, and he's going all over the country, and then we're meeting in Paris. But he did this before. He went right after college. Him and all his friends bought a van, and they pimped it out, and they drove all around the country for like 3 months.
Do they want to be murdered?
No, they loved it. He has a
bitch, if we do that, we'd be murdered.
A sweet tooth for adventure and wanderlust. So this is something he likes to do, and I think it's good that he's so adventurous. So he's doing that. So I'm not going to have him here for the month, but I'm busy in my own right because we have a girls' trip coming up. I have to finish planning my trip. I told you, remember last week I told you I got the flight for $5.79 to get there. Well, I may have to move there because I'm not going to be able to get home. The flights are $3,000, and that's not even for first class to get home.
No, literally, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy that you only paid $5.
To get there. But to get home, how I can't get home. So I may need my Christmas present to be a first class flight home.
Oh, my God.
For me and Billy.
Ugh.
I'm kidding.
No.
But I don't know if I'm going to get home, so I'm worried about that. I've been looking all over the places because we're going to go to... We don't want to stay in Paris the whole time, so we want to do a countryside. So we're looking at different places. So Crusaders, if you have ideas for places, we're looking at, right now we're looking at Bound.
How long are you going there for?
10 days.
So you're going to do something travel-y, like for every 10 days?
No. We're going to get to Paris.
I would be like, you go out, honey. I'm bed rotting today.
The plan is get to Paris and then go, the second I get there, Boone. It's a town in France.
Boone.
It's in, that's where Boone, I think I'm going to go. It's in the heart of Burgundy, France, the renowned wine capital of the region. Visitors explore historical streets, the famous Hospice de Boune, indulge in world-class wines and local cuisine. Town is a popular base for exploring surrounding vineyards, experiencing Burgundy culture. So we're looking to go there, but we also looking maybe to go to Champagne or to Dijon. Like, if you know an area, like we want like a two-hour train ride from Paris, that we can stay and have like a cozy, like, you know, fun thing to see, like one country or see something, let us know. But right now we're stuck on Boone. So we're going to go there for 3 days. Then we're going to take the train back to Paris and spend our last 3 days there.
I feel like I would do hotels. I mean, Airbnbs are nice once in a while, like our girls trip. That's nice because it's a lot of us and like we'll bring groceries, whatever. But like if I were doing that, I would want to stay at a hotel so like I can get the service I need and get, you know, like clean stuff. And if I want like room service, I can grab it real quick because you're bouncing around.
The only time the only reason I wanted to do that is because I want to cook. I want to go to the local farmers markets and go to all the local.
Right, like, so maybe places. Once day you could do an Airbnb.
Yes, because I want to try the French cuisine and try to cook with all the things they have there and with the local wares. So. If you know any good places, let me know. We're not going till November, but I'm going to tell you the words I know. Merci. Merci beaucoup.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle.
Excusez-moi.
Nicolina.
Excusez-moi.
I know some French from Mary-Kate and Ashley Take on Paris. That was one of my best movies. Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez-vous?
What does that mean?
And I think, how are you? Or what's your name? Wait, what's...
Mon chéri, my little Pepe Le Pew. That's what I call Tweaky. I've been calling Tweaky Pecky Le Pew. Peaky Le Pew. Instead of Pepe Le Pew, he's Peaky Le Pew. Peaky Le Pew, mademoiselle, my mon chéri.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Bonjour.
Oh, my name is Je m'appelle Joseph.
Je m'appelle, but how do you say Joseph in French? Joseph? Jose?
Josefina.
I think it's Jose.
Jose.
Yeah, Jose Iber.
All right, so do you have any celeb gossip or should we go right to voicemails? Because we have a ton of voicemails.
We have a ton of voicemails. I do have one story. Kris Jenner is annoying me. She dyed her hair blonde and she looks even younger than Wiggles right now.
She's drinking baby's blood, bitch.
Yeah, maybe she took one of her children's faces.
She knows Satan, I feel.
She took one of Kim Kardashian's old faces and took it off her and put it on her face.
She's the best looking Kardashian right now. Crazy.
Do you think she gets nerve rejuvenation too? Like, she never really shows her body, like her skin on her body. Like, do you think her body's like decrepit?
Guarantee she gets like laser and all the stuff. Yeah.
Because that's what the thing is. These women, they're fixing their face. But when they take their turtlenecks off, does it look like...
Oh, take your clothes off. You got
a bag of wet milk.
And... Literally.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what's going on down there, mama?
And all saggy and pruny.
But that was my story there. I'm Dancing with the Stars. It was Disney night. How did you think of it? You weren't there.
Oh, I love Disney. They actually, the producer, Diener, she just invited me to their 34th anniversary, which is like
And of
the
course,
11th.
You're not going to go because you're not doing anything fun with me.
Well, they're bringing all the Dancing with the Stars people that were on back. So, I mean, I don't know. I would love to, but then I have to pay for everything. And
but you don't have to. Did you,
I don't know.
Did you get to dance?
No, it's just I'll be in the audience.
Well, if you go.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, over that. But who did you think did the best? I saw that Alexa Earle was dressed as a devil. As Magnum.
Alex Earle and Melissa Fent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I voted for her. I voted for Alex. I voted for Scott because Scott is fucking killing it right now. Scott is the only gay. He's from the group that sings music.
Yep.
And Jordan. I voted for Jordan.
Work, bitch.
So good.
Alaria Baldwin went home.
Alaria. Did you see her interview?
I don't have the translation headset yet.
After everybody gets kicked off, they have like a minute to like speak and Alfonso was like, so how are you feeling? Like, do you want any last words? Like, you know, about your experience here and with Gleb. And she literally took the microphone out of his hand. And she was like, well, she is so drama.
Well, obviously.
Like, calm down. And relax. Clearly nobody liked her because nobody voted for her. But I thought she was a great dancer. She's a ballroom dancer.
Wait a second. What was
I kind of wanted to see more of her, but she wasn't my favorite.
I have a question. What show was it where if you get kicked off the next day, you have to go on Good Morning America? Was it that one?
That's that. Yeah.
So did Ilaria go to Good Morning America today? Did you have to go?
Yes. Yeah, I was so exhausted. Me and Sasha slept like 2 hours and it was just, it was miserable. I hated it.
Can I have some miles?
So sad.
What? Sorry. Excuse me. Can I borrow some miles?
Miles?
Yeah, can I have
I just
some?
Used all my miles.
Not all of them. You have a couple in your purse. I have to get home.
No,
help!
I literally used a million
help!
Miles. Get a job, bitch.
I'm trying.
All right, let's do voicemails because I have to go get the kids soon.
Let them walk home. Oh, sorry.
Well, I have to bring Sissy to cheer.
Oh. Okay.
And I still have to pack for Nashville.
Why don't you have your assistant? Nicole has three live-in nannies, and she also has a personal assistant. She doesn't tell anyone.
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can imagine. I'll be one of them. Okay, Blair Waldorf. Oh, wait, what it said? Also, I'll tell you something else. I think I heard a rumor that I know who the new Bachelor is.
Who?
Robert Irwin is the new Bachelor.
Bitch.
I how exciting. He's America's sweetheart. They fell in love with him. Ratings are going through the roof. They said, we're going to cash on this cutie cow, and he's going to be the Bachelor.
What a genius idea.
Genius idea.
How old is he?
He's like 23, I think, or 24.
I mean, I could see it, and I would 100% watch that, because I'm not really like Bachelor Nation. But I would be Bachelor Nation if he was the Bachelor. 100%.
One more story before we go. I know we talked about it on our live show, but the Super Bowl halftime show has been fucked up again by a male performer. I thought we were going to get Miley Cyrus. I thought we were finally going to have a diva on the main stage. But it's Bad Bunny, a male singer. And I, you know how I feel. There's no place for a man on the middle of the on the halftime show. It's a diva's only environment. The halftime show is for girls and gays. And
I agree.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's like our moment.
Even Justin Timberlake. Even like Timberlake, I didn't like him. The Weeknd, I hated. You too. Get out of here. I don't want that. I want costumes. I want faggotry. I want divas. I want choreography.
Like Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Like that is the example of
Rihanna,
what we want.
Rihanna.
Lady Gaga when she did it.
I mean, I hate J-Lo, but like even J-Lo, you know, that was fun. It's like, we need diva.
Yeah, who would I
costume,
take? Who
costume,
would I
wigs, makeup, hair. We want all that. It's like, it's just not for me, any male performer. I'm sorry to this man.
I would die.
There's enough men on the street.
Brittany,
oh my
God. Can you imagine
God.
If Britney got her shit together
it
and
came
she
out with
just
two knives.
Freaking did it? Can we just get Britney back?
Yeah.
Though, like that moment to do the halftime show?
Yeah.
That would be iconic.
Well, I'm going to
miss her.
I'm going to have to start doing spooks and spells for next year to get Miley on the main stage. I mean, even Taylor. But
wait, Christina Aguilera.
Gonna get dirty! Oh, I scared Wiggles.
Like, where is Christina?
I don't know, but Divas...
First of all, she looks stunning. She's killing it.
Divas,
she would be the best halftime show.
Divas to the halftime, please. I'm calling all
so
divas.
Annoying.
Okay, back to divas. Speaking of divas, let's talk to our crusaders. Here, let me get the notes up. Did you want to do the first one?
I'm going to do that one. Okay, ready?
Hi, Snooks and Joey. This is Desiree from Delaware. I just want to say I absolutely love the both of you so much. I love how you both are your true, authentic selves. Snooks, I've been watching you since I was a junior in high school, and now I'm 33 years old. I'm a mother as well.
Mother.
I lived for Jersey Days, and I still fucking live for Jersey Days. And I just appreciate that. You are always your true, authentic self. You're a mother first, but when you get with your friends, you're getting lit, just as I do, okay? I love me a kid-free night. Anywho, don't laugh at my question because I asked ChatGPT for, like, a good question but not corny question, and I like this one. If each of you were to have a candle scent, what would be the scent of your candle? Thank you for your time. Love you guys.
Good one.
Very nice, Desiree. Very nice.
Very nice question, Desiree. I can go first. I know off the top of my hand. Mine would be a wood, like a sandalwood or cedar mixed with rose. That's like my classic scent that I like. I love rose and I love cedarwood. So it's going to be like feminine, but like woodsy. It's just the classic combination. So that would be floral and you know any I'll take any combination of floral and wood and flowers together just make me come.
So I have two personalities. One would be like a teak wood musk.
Oh,
like just a little manly but like clean smelling, like I love that smell. Or I could be drama and I would be like a cherry rose,
cherry blossom.
What other note do I like? Yes, cherry rose blossom. 100%.
Oh, great question, Desiree. I'll play the next one. This one's coming from Canada. Canada. This one has cheese fries. Hold on.
Kuda Komi. Hello, shalom. This message is for Joseph Canasta. Me and my sissy have a question for you. We are taking the whole family down to New York City for a Christmas hullabaloo starting December 4th. And we want to know, what are your biggest recommendations for the Christmas season? Where are we going? Where are we eating? What are we doing? What's the inside scoop? Love you, squirrels.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, girls. They're coming from Canada. And they want to come.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, first and foremost, get a reservation. My favorite, it doesn't matter Christmas, what time of year it is. It's my favorite restaurant in the world. It's Monkey Bar, as you know. Tell them Joey Camassa sent you, and you'll get a free appetizer. I'm like, you won't. But Monkey Bar, get a reservation there. You need to go to the Bryant Park.
Isn't that a gay bar?
Monkey Bar? No, it's a restaurant. You need to go to the Bryant Park Christmas Village. They have ice skating there. There's a tree. There's all these cute little villages, like little village things to buy, like knickknacks and different things. I bring Wiggles there and Poppy there all the time. We walk there from my house with a stroller. You go there. You got to go to Saks and see the windows and see the tree, the big tree there. You need to go to Rolf's, R-O-L-F's. That's like a crazy Christmas explosion. It's hard to get a reservation. You have to wait in line. It's a big thing. But plan ahead, R-O-L-F-S. It is like a bar that turns into a fucking Christmas explosion with great like German food.
Ornaments everywhere.
Everywhere. And you know what? What else should you do?
I would go ice skating also.
Well, that's Bryant Park. Good ice skating right in Bryant Park. They have everything there. Get hot chocolate. They have like a pop-up bar you can go to there.
So cozy. And they have the little igloos. You can go in there and sit and eat.
Yep. True really that. Cozy. That's what I would do. Okay, next question.
Nice and easy.
We beat
one more voicemail.
One more?
Yeah.
Kathy from West Virginia.
Hey, Snooki and Joey. This is Kathy from West Virginia. Don't mind my voice. My voice is literally coming back from a cold. But I do have a question for both of you. If your younger self can hear you now, what wouldn't they believe?
One is, I can't believe my mother died so young.
what a sin.
Off the jump. I mean, I can't. It's horrible. I cannot believe that. Had I known, I would have crawled back in her stirrup and hid there for a while. You know?
Same.
Yeah. I could not believe that all my dreams came true, but I didn't wish bigger. They came true, but like, you know, I live in New York City and I'm a celebrity, but it's like I have no money and I'm barely on TV. And I cannot believe that I'm a mother. I never thought I'd be a mom.
There you go. I would say I cannot believe that I became a reality star and one of the most,
world renowned?
Like when people think of reality, they think of Jersey Shore, and that was our show. Cannot believe that I finally live in Jersey and I'm married and have three kids, tan babies.
Yeah.
And I could not believe that my daughter is a world champ and all these things in cheerleading. Those are the top ones.
I love it.
So sweet.
Okay. Would you want one more? No.
I have to go get Rocky.
Okay.
Then I have to get the kids.
Okay.
I apologize. We'll do more next time when I have time.
Well, this has been lovely. Wait, before we go, I do want to shout out to and see if you do a check-in. If you help that poor girl on TikTok, she's been stalking your life to get her cameo done.
Well, yeah, I have to
breaking
do that
the
after
internet.
Also.
Make sure you find hers first.
So many people texted me it, and I'm like, what is happening? And I kept hitting the link to watch it, and I couldn't watch it. It wasn't popping up on my TikTok. I'm like, did she forget that she blocked me? And then she's trying to like get a hold of me and I can't watch her TikTok. I finally was able to watch it this morning. I have no idea what happened. But I commented and I was like, I got you, girl.
Oh, good.
But I had no idea what was happening.
Well, you know, the power of a Tic Tac. She was trying to get a hold of Spooky. It expired, which happens. And, you know, so she took.
Well, you know what happened? We had like I had a ton of cameos and then we did our live show and then we just died for 4 days.
Right.
So
you fell asleep in the suitcase.
No. Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. You know what? Spooky's going to get that done for that faithful fan. Don't fret my pet. She'll get it done. And you know what? I need to get home from Paris. So please go over to my Cameo, cameo.com and look for Joey Camasta, and I will do cameos.
Just
for
Venmo
you.
Joey some money.
Yeah, Venmo me money. I'll do all the shout outs. And that's it. But yeah, I like to say chin up, panties down. The spooky weather is on its way. I'll keep doing my spooks and spells. Be kind to one another. And to all, a good night.
Go get a vodka martini and cheese fries.
It's happening!